more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. This is the November 7th, 2010 edition of Inside the County Board. Tonight, it's a new era in Milwaukee County government. We'll tell you where we go from here. We'll also talk the 2011 county budget and what it means to you, plus another viewpoint on how to address the long-term fiscal challenges facing Milwaukee County. Big topic tonight, it is a whole new ballgame in Milwaukee County government. A historic day on Tuesday. That is the day that Scott Walker was elected governor of Wisconsin. Marks the first time in history that a leader from Milwaukee County government has been elected governor. On top of that, two members of the county board were elected to the state legislature. Supervisor Elizabeth Coggs elected to the state assembly, and Chris Larson to the state senate. First elected in 1988, Coggs is the most senior member of the county board and chairwoman of the Finance and Audit Committee. Larson was elected to the board in 2008. Both of these supervisory seats will be filled during the spring election cycle. On Wednesday, the morning after the election, the county board's Finance and Audit Committee held its final meeting on the 2011 county budget, and as in previous years, the county executive, now the governor-elect, shared his comments on changes the committee has made to the budget. He was introduced by board chairman Lee Holloway.
I want to show respect for county executive Scott Walker, but I don't have that pleasure to do that this morning. He's governor-elect.
All right.
Well, I think we need to give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
He comes from Milwaukee County, even though he said he was born someplace else. But he's been with us for 8 years, and some of you don't know this, but there has not been a Milwaukee governor since 1939. So that's almost a little bit shy of his age. I also want to say that I have learned a lot, and hope he's learned a lot from me, that we've had our ups and downs, and but when it comes to big issues, I've always been supportive of the big issues, and so have you. When it comes to all the things that we've done together, the public may not have an idea that we have worked very close together, except some minor things, and it had to do with philosophical differences. But we will continue to work with him. I also want to share with you that I have worked my magic, and I'm sending Senator, State Senator Chris Larson.
All right, congratulations, Supervisor.
69%, and I also worked my magic. I'm sending Legislator Supervisor Beth Coggs with 93%.
Wow.
So we got two elected officials that will still follow Scott and be monitoring him. And Scott Walker, as you know, won by 54%. So I'm going to leave the rest of it up to him and let him work his magic.
All right.
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
First off, I want to say that the Chairman Holloway stopped by the office, and I appreciate not only the introduction, but I appreciate working together. I mentioned this many times before, but sometimes look at the occasional differences that we have and that others have in the county board. But I said, if you look at things, one, I always respect Chairman Holloway because he's got a difference. He tells it right to my face, and I vice versa to him, and that's the best way to get things done. And then many other times when the chips are down, you think about in the years past, when we had challenges with the museum, the chips were down, we worked together with your help. Got things done. When the chips were down years ago at the airport, and Michael Mayo helped us, Supervisor Mayo helped us when we had one of the airlines there in trouble, we got things done. When you think about having the largest actuarial settlement in the country, certainly that was a team effort. And you think about many of the other challenges, there have been some good things that we've done together, and I appreciate the working relationship I have with Chairman Lee Holloway, and thank him for that introduction. This morning, I want to say, Chair Coggs, I said, it's going to, we were saying this in the hallway before, but it took me the longest time, having served with Spencer, to go from representative, because Senator Coggs was my ranking member when I chaired the Corrections and Courts Committee. Spencer Coggs and I would often go on tours, and was just had a great working relationship, and then got elected to the state Senate. So it took me a while when I would see a Coggs not to say representative. Well, I'm going to have to get that back in my jargon again, because come January, you're going to be go from a supervisor to a representative. But congratulations, Beth, to you. Looking forward to working with you as well in the future. To the other members of the Finance and Audit Committee, thank you for allowing me to join with you here today. I won't take too much time and take away from your very important work now and as you set the course for the county board. But did want to come by this morning as part of not only my obligation, but my opportunity to share with you. First off, I appreciate your hard work. I know for the amount of time we spent from June on through September working on the county budget is a lot of work for you, for your staff, for the county board staff, and others. We appreciate your diligence in taking that on. We know you're not done yet in terms of not only the committee, but obviously through next week with the full county board. And I just thought I'd make a couple quick observations. First off, I appreciate while there have been some modifications from the budget I've made, I appreciate particularly Supervisor Thomas. I know your amendment made some changes, but you've kept intact at least the concepts of saying, well, we have to make some structural changes, whether it's for where the tax levy's at or for core services. We know, and I think we've all recognized, that long term we have to make some changes to make sure that we're sustainable into the future. I appreciate that. I think looking at that, maybe even the next few days, there may be some ideas from additional areas where there may be some slight tweaks or that we could take and some of the things that were put in that amendment. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to work together on that. I know you made some other changes in terms of some of the times for transit routes and some of the funding that was identified for that. As Supervisor Mayo, you know full well in the past that other than one brief time in the last 8 years when the County Board's Finance and Audit Committee has made changes when it came to transit, I've kept those intact through the budget process. And I look forward to you working with you as Chair of the Transportation Public Works Committee on those. I think overall, again, there's probably some little tweaks and there may be a few more things, but I think you've got a good work product. You know, obviously I have a goal that I laid out in terms of where I thought things were at, need to be at, in terms of the challenges that our mutual constituents face in this community when it comes to the economy and where businesses are and where individuals are. But I think, by and large, it's a good work product. I look forward to consulting with you once the final county board's vote is taken, and then look at some minor adjustments we might make through the line item veto process. But I think, in large part, you've kept intact many of the reforms we sought, added to those, enhanced those, found some other additional revenue sources, and I look forward to working with you on that over the next couple of days. And let me be clear as well, even though there's a lot of pomp and circumstance, I look forward to working with you through the end of the year, because I'm not going to ignore the responsibility that was given to me by the constituents here in Milwaukee County to be your county executive. I plan on fulfilling that, which is why I'm here today, and something I've tried to be diligent on even throughout the campaign cycle. So I appreciate the time to address you. Sorry, my voice is a little bit gone, but I think after 4 hours of sleep, you can appreciate that as well.
That is County Executive and Governor-elect Scott Walker speaking to the Finance and Audit Committee last week. Now, we'll have more on the county budget in the second segment of tonight's program. Now, Walker has not yet confirmed when he will vacate his county executive seat, but it is expected to occur sometime in late December. Now, upon his resignation, Chairman Holloway will automatically become county executive, and then within 30 days, the chairman will appoint an individual to serve as interim county executive. That person will serve until a new county executive is elected next year. We invite you to listen to this program every month. We'll keep you posted as Milwaukee County moves into this next chapter. Still to come tonight, we do have that update on the 2011 county budget. We are one day from adopting the budget. We'll tell you what to expect when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.